It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, police!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, police!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only... He's only mortal, folks. Paul Lavoy.
Yeah. If I had $1 million...
If I had $1 million...
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat... Not a real fur coat, that's cruel. And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama
or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
What is an emu?
It's like an ostrich. It's also an Australian
bird.
It's another large flightless bird, similar to the ostrich, but smaller. It's smaller in stature than...
But a llama's not a bird.
No,
he's just
true.
Like a llama or an emu.
Yeah.
Should it be like an ostrich or an emu? I guess it didn't flow right.
Yeah, no. I don't think he was stuck on birds. I think he was just looking for funny, odd names.
Comedy words.
Birds.
Yeah. Comedy words.
Of animals, not just birds.
A lot of words are funnier than others and make better punchlines. It's Thursday, April 23rd, 2026. I'm Paul Lavoy. That is Brian Springberg. You are listening to Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. We've got a pretty good musical guest chosen, and it's a duo.
Yeah.
It's a two.
A dirty bluesy
duo. It's not
duo.
A trio. It's
dirty
not a
blues.
Quad.
I love that. That's
not,
my jam.
It's
anything.
Not five or more. There's no horn section. It's just a dirty raw jam.
If it's dirty blues, man, I'm a sucker for
right.
it. I don't care who. If it's two or five or seven or horns or no horns.
All right.
I like it.
And we're broadcasting live from the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. You can, or the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Find City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Guess I had too much fun last night. Had the welcome party for Desert Storm. And, yeah, the
fun.
The biggest tent so far. This is what Jim says anyway, Jim Russell. Everything's the biggest to Jim, okay? So the biggest tent ever constructed in Mojave County. 8,300 square feet down at Windsor right now.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a big tent.
Under the big tent.
It's a
You'll
big
find me
tent.
Under the big tent.
He had like a roof raising the other day. So, yeah, cool. that was crazy. But, yeah, and the party on Main Street, of course, is today. Don't even try to find a parking space down there anywhere.
Insanity.
From, I would say, what?
Well, or just take your
Smoke
golf cart or
up.
Your Jeep or an
yeah.
Uber or, you know.
Right.
You just got to think outside the box a little bit. But there's plenty of spaces on each side. Swanson, Mesquite, you can find a spot.
What used to be known as Springberg McAndrew Park
mm-hmm.
is now the Commons.
Yeah.
Today, it's known as the Eye of the Storm.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. See
Witty.
What they did there?
Witty.
And I'll be down there probably about 4 o'clock at the Kicker Audio trailer. We're going to be bumping. We're going to be bumping tunes, baby. So there you go. All right, that's about it for the update for right now. And let's see, there's no baseball. Oh, there is baseball today, but not tomorrow. That's what's really weird. No Diamondbacks on Friday.
Hmm.
They're playing the Padres in Mexico on Saturday and Sunday. So I guess they need a travel day to get all the way down there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what that's all about internationally or whatever, but it seems like they're taking a page out of the NFL playbook. So, oh, you got the draft tonight. That's it.
That's coming. Yeah. We Cardinals got number third pick, I want to say.
Third, but a lot of people are saying they're going to unload it because they don't want the liability with the big salary for a number three pick.
Oh.
And people are really offering a lot for that pick right now. So,
gotcha.
Including New Orleans and the Kansas City Chiefs. So.
Well, I'm sure we'll spend it incredibly well.
Yeah, they're after a particular running back. I can't remember his name right off him, but somebody, you know, normally running backs don't go that high, but I guess this guy's, you know, the next Adrian Peterson or whatever. So there you go.
AP.
I like your hat.
Thank you.
Nice.
I got some merch.
The new logo.
Yeah.
Got merch.
I got Springberg Wealth Management merch.
Nice. I got a tour of the place.
Oh, nice.
From Robin, yeah.
Okay. That must have taken you 32 seconds.
35, but who's counting?
All right, you're walking slow.
But
so, yeah.
Nice, very nice.
So, market's currently down some. A little bit of concern over AI, artificial intelligence, investment jitters, along with the ongoing Iran uncertainty, I guess, for lack of a better description. On the whole, though, the market really is, while it was down considerably more than it is now, has recovered much of it and is, for all intents and purposes, more or less shrugging off what's happening in Iran. And keep in mind when we talk about that, it's not that they're all caught up in that it's war. They're caught up in the fact that this particular war could have a debilitating and negative effect on household expenditures relative to energy, oil, gas, freight, shipping, airlines, fertilizer, on and on, everything that comes from petroleum products. And that's really the biggest thing that governs that. While we in the United States are more insulated from those energy costs because we are the largest producer of oil in the world, it doesn't change the fact that other energy-dependent countries in Europe and Asia and around the world are our global trading partners, and so negative effects around the world do have an effect on corporate America here and their ability to export and their profit margins relative to how those contribute to their stock prices and therefore your portfolio. So that's really what everybody's trying to digest. But for the moment, it really doesn't seem to be overly concerning. I think one of the things that I mentioned last time and continue to echo is that it's really a time thing. In other words, if this gets solved sooner than later, which I think is what the market is priced in, there's really not going to be as long and as bad a negative effect. If this continues to go on and it eats into the spending habit of consumers all over the developed world, then you're going to see the stock market really starting to adjust downward. So hopefully for a lot of reasons this gets solved sooner than later, but from an economic investment stock market perspective, is something that we need to have addressed a little bit sooner than later, for sure.
I don't know if you've read up on this or not, the War Powers Act.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't it say that things are supposed to wrap up in 60 days or the last, it's 90 days total, but the last 30 days is to wrap things up. In the War Powers Act, it specifically says this. From what I've heard, does the market or market analysts, do they look into that at all? The rules of engagement, so to speak?
Yeah, what I would say is I don't know in what I would call a normal administration. In the current administration, I would say that overthinking any laws, regulations, anything that was utilized in the past is meaningless. Like, it just doesn't matter, right? In other words, President Trump is going to do what President Trump is going
to
do.
Take us to court.
So don't overthink those kinds of things is how I would do that. So I don't think the market is, in fact, I don't think the market prices in much of what he says he's going to do or not do. If you think about just this last 30, 45, 60 days in terms of the Iran war, 10 times this is how it's going to be, and then it wasn't. And so it's just don't overthink it. I think that the market's just kind of looking at what's actually happening and expectations of where it's going to go and just factoring in things outside of the rhetoric, so to speak.
Right. The phone lines are open, by the way, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. Or you can text us at 928-727-5566. Send us a text, ask Brian a question. It's pretty much open topic right now, unless Brian's going to probably start on something. I don't know.
Let's talk about space or fuel.
Space. Space.
Can we talk about space?
Got enough of that in my head.
Yeah, but so you know, geopolitical turmoil in some ways is spurring some growth in certain obvious sectors. Higher defense spending, not only in the United States, but around the world. Part of that driven by a little bit of a fracture in the relationship between the United States and NATO and a lot of the world. And so a lot of the world is beefing up its defense expenditures. And so that plays a role. And part of that, of course, is more satellites and more things relative to space. In fact, global space economy last year, whatever the space economy is, but money spent on satellites and stuff was about $626 billion
in
2025. That's expected to reach $1 trillion in another 6 years or so. So there's no question that's going to continue to be it. And SpaceX is the biggest thing. I constantly
see it last night.
Questions about that. I did. We were sitting in the backyard having
pretty
dinner
cool.
And saw them launching another Starlink.
Looks like a big comet going horizontal.
Yeah, so it was the SpaceX rocket, and it was deploying like 20 satellites or something like that. I read. I was like, okay, what are they doing? And that's what they were doing. But the initial public offering on SpaceX, not tied to Tesla, anymore, it'll be on its own, is coming up.
You know, big is that?
Big.
I've heard it's one of the biggest.
In June, and everybody, of course, wants to get on board or a lot of people want to get on board with that. And initial public offerings are typically to get that, they parcel that out to the really big wirehouses, and then from there, mutual funds can buy, or very large investors can buy, and accredited investors can buy. So it's not an easy thing to get in on the ground floor, but once it becomes public, then any of us can, of course, start trading, buying into that, if so desired.
Not to put you on the spot or anything, but are there any notorious great IPOs, or are there any notorious duds? As far as IPOs go,
there's tons, and I don't know that I have that off the top of my head, but I'll speak to one that happened. There was an initial huge run-up, I think, on Facebook when it first came out.
Oh, right, there was.
And then it dropped, the bottom dropped out of it.
And it wasn't called Meta.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
And the bottom dropped out of it, and then, of course, it went crazy again.
Right.
And so those can be quite volatile. And those are things that you keep an eye on, because SpaceX obviously is ahead of the game, but there's other players in the private space, satellite, rocket industry. So, but SpaceX definitely seems to have a leg up in that, and it's interesting. Amazon is really trying to break into that. I think it's called Leo or something like that to battle Starlink for customers and consumer government. So basically, battle of the billionaires is what we're talking about, right? Like, who's got the biggest satellite is going to be the big fight out there, and where that all goes. But right now, again, most economic forecast, you know, Kiplinger's still has unemployment ending the year kind of where it began, 4.3%. So just slightly above long-term averages. So not bad. Inflation, 3% by the end of the year, slightly above what the Federal Reserve and what they try to keep it at. But if oil prices stay where they are, then inflation would actually be 25% higher or 4%. And that's what I was speaking to about that having a negative effect, you know, seriously in the economy and of course related to that, the stock market on some level. So how long this goes on is going to be the biggest driver, not if it because it is what it is at the moment, driving concern about oil prices on. So there's definitely going to be a bump in inflation regardless, but how much is definitely going to play a role.
We did have a recent IPO, back to the IPOs and that, that took some local interest. I know people that knew, you know, owners, CEOs, sons, that sort of thing, or the son. Anyway, the father of the CEO, and it was Dutch Bros. There were people here locally that were really watching that. I haven't seen where the price of the stock went or anything like that, but it's a publicly traded stock now.
Yeah.
It's Dutch Bros.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, who would have thunk it?
Why wouldn't it be? Look at Starbucks.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, there's other companies out there, you know, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Starbucks is the only one I could really think of that's, maybe Dunkin', but.
Yeah, but that's a different thing.
Yeah, right.
No, hey, anytime there's success that widespread, and it, you know, you're going to have interest in money raising and for expansion.
Can you imagine, you know, 40 years ago for you, that coffee would be, you know, that much, that would sell a cup, people would pay that much for a cup of coffee.
We just remember.
Back in the day, it was 25, 30 cents.
Folgers, yeah, right. You know, scoop a thing of Folgers into your coffee maker.
Right,
I mean,
right,
that's out of your tin can.
Yeah.
Or steel can. Or
feed the pig, right?
Yeah.
Right.
This also has not helped mortgage rates. Mortgage rates after coming, you know, becoming sub 6% for a minute there, back up to 6.4%. And so nationally, not great timing for the spring home buying season. That's like the big season for home buyers. But I can tell you, Havasu, if just my wife's business is any indicator of what's going on.
Really?
Last year was very slow for her. This year, just like lighten it up.
Gangbusters, like
gangbusters. And so there's a lot of interest.
Is that
in
recent?
Lake Havasu this year?
Yeah. Well, you know.
So, yeah, that's recent. We're only in April,
I could speak for myself and then news reports out there that say tax returns on, you know, for your money are about 10% higher than they were last year.
Yeah, but that's not, that has zero to do with home buying. In other words.
I don't mean home buying, but home improvement, too. You know, buying those items that might lead to, improve, you know.
Yeah, but that average, just so you know, that's like $1,000 more.
Okay.
That's what that means. So it's as a percentage, great. And if you multiply it times a couple hundred million people, great. But for a one-on-one, like, is it a game changer for somebody's personal life? No. For most people, it just isn't.
It looked like Sarah's office wasn't finished yet, not to call her out or anything. Is she going to be, is that going to help her in the finishing process and getting that all together?
No, it's killing her. She has no time to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Curious.
Yeah, the interior designer, renovation realtor, the last person that gets addressed is themselves. Like, a lot of people will say that, you know, you've got somebody who's a contractor and they need a bunch of drywall repair in their house.
They got a bunch of honeydews.
They're out there doing everybody else's work.
For sure. Mechanics are the same way, I guess.
Yeah. So at any rate, when we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit more about portfolio rebalancing. In my upcoming article that I write for Living Magazine, I speak to that And that might play a role because a lot of investors over the last several years, if they were in the S&P 500 or just some tech stocks and things like that, may have seen some significant increases in their portfolio. We're going to talk about maybe considering rebalancing some of those holdings, why you do it, and what you have to be careful about when you come back from this break here on Sound Advice on Speak Out. Let's let the Black Keys take us out. Which song did you cue up?
Lonely here? Boy.
Oh, yeah, classic.
Absolutely. It's in their top three, so yeah. On Spotify downloads. All right, back with more in a moment. 928-854-5687 is the number. 928-854-KNTR. If you want some sound advice from Brian Springberg, or give us send us a text, 928-727-5566. Make this talk and text radio, not just a listen radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Views expressed on Speak Out are not necessarily the opinion of KNTR Talk 106.3, 5, and 7 FM, and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities that would be mentioned that you're in. Investing is subject to risk involving loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit or protect against loss. Please note that individual situations may vary, therefore the information should be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities or marketing names, products, or services referenced in SEER are independent of Osaic Wealth. That's the perfect song for this show. Gold on the ceiling. Right?
Yeah, huh? Gilded.
We don't really talk about commodities all that much like gold, but it still has monetary value, right? Sound advice.
Sure it does.
Just saying.
Big time.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Mojave Electric Cooperative by Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, and by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. And don't forget, we stream live, and our archives are at kntrtalk.com. I'll tell you what, when we have a really, really good show, and you go to kntrtalk.com to listen to that episode in the archives, go ahead and share it with your friends that you were there. Just type out kntrtalk.com/speak-out. That'll take you to the entire archive. And yeah, share it with your friends. Let people know, hey, this is there. You see so many comments on Orchids and Karens that, I didn't know that was going on. I didn't know about that. You know, and then we talk about the MPO and the medians.
Oh, yeah.
And how they got there, you know, the Metropolitan Planning Organization in the city and the medians and ADOT, and we talked all about it the other day. You know?
Cool.
Share that with somebody.
Yeah.
That's how things...
Get people informed.
That's how information spreads, man.
Actual information.
Actual information, not rumors like on Orchids and Karens.
Yeah. So bad.
Am I?
No, not you.
Right.
The rumorville that takes place in this town on social media. Man. It's mind-blowing.
And the newest big story, obviously, so I don't want to mention it.
Oh, the parrot that got found and reunited with its owner?
That's a good one. I like that.
I know. Front page news, baby. Literally front page news.
Anyway. Go ahead.
So, as I was mentioning, a lot of people, you know, you may have hit some home runs with some of your stock or fund picks and really seen some significant appreciation. It does make sense to reevaluate your mix in your portfolio, especially if you're getting closer to retirement, in retirement, going to be drawing some money, lump sum or income, because inevitably, if you have a certain risk tolerance and some parts of your portfolio outperform, your exposure to certain amounts of risk may dramatically increase and you may want to rebalance. Easy to do, easier to do, I guess, I would say, inside of a retirement plan, IRA or Roth or 401k, harder to do in an individual or trust account or joint account because there could be tax ramifications. In other words, selling something that's appreciated quite a bit could result in capital gains. One of the things that is available if you are a larger investor is there's tax overlay strategies that can be utilized. And what that means is that there are teams of analysts and managers who will take a given portfolio and figure out a way to unwind some positions over time to minimize tax ramifications and then further invest in more tax-efficient strategies. Sometimes portfolios can be too big to just handle it through tax-free municipal bonds. I have a client who has a fairly sizable amount of money with me, and in their individual account, they were told by their accountant that one of the reasons for their significant tax bill was that individual account. Even though I kept about 20% of the entire portfolio in tax-free municipal bonds, there still could be some negative ramifications there. So we're working on putting it into, they're called, UMAs or SMAs, separately managed accounts, that are focused on tax efficiency. So if you find yourself saying, my God, I've done so well and I'm a little worried about where the markets or the economy or things may be going, but if I have some significant sells here, I'm going to be eating a ton of capital gains taxes or a way around that. And the answer is, for many people, yeah, there are strategies, there are programs that you can put in place. And you have to weigh sometimes the tax hit you'd get with potentially a stock market correction happening and you saying, well, I'm going to pay a ton in taxes, so I'm not going to deploy, I'm not going to reinvest, I'm not going to re-diversify my portfolio. Well, when that correction hits, you could find yourself in some deep regret on that. So just know that there are those kinds of things that could be put in place. Typically, though, you do need larger accounts for, to have a team, private team get to work on that for you. For smaller accounts, then you definitely want to take a look at the tax efficiency of your funds. If you're using exchange-traded funds versus mutual funds, they are typically more tax efficient because there are fewer holdings, fewer buys and sells, therefore fewer capital gains being declared. If you're in a dividend-heavy fund or stock or investment, that's great. It's great for income. It's great for your investment. Even when the share price goes down, there's still profit, dividends coming in. But those dividends, if they're not in a retirement plan, are taxable to you, whether you spend them or not, no different than the interest in your savings account is taxable to you, whether you withdraw it or not. And so you'll want to say, well, if I'm in bonds, is my tax bracket high enough to where I should be in municipal bonds, and I would benefit from that? If I'm in funds in the stock market, am I in stocks that or funds that have a ton of dividends, and should I look to ones that reduce that because I don't need the money right now and I want to reduce my tax liability for the time being? All different ways to analyze it to make sure that you're not only invested appropriately for risk, that obviously you have enough defense built in, that you're also making money and finding the right places to be, but also you're keeping Uncle Sam's paws off of your money as much as possible. And those are the ways out of the gate. There's also investments that are tax deferred. meaning that while you're earning an income and your tax bracket's a little higher, why not invest in some things that, as they grow, don't add to your tax liability? And yes, upon withdrawal at some point in the future for retirement, the profit will be taxable, but the assumption is you're retired, you're not having earned income adding to your tax bracket, so your overall bracket's lower, so you are definitely coming out ahead from a tax planning perspective. So all different ways to skin it, and working with a good certified financial planner and tax professional can definitely help get you home to that. So we're going to go to our next break of the hour here on Sound Advice on Speak Out. We're going to crank up another Black Keys tune. Turn it up. Enjoy here on this beautiful, beautiful Desert Storm Thursday in Havasu.
Howling for you. Yeah, 87 degrees today.
Gorgeous.
Remember last year it was like in the upper 90s or something like that. You're thinking, do I take this gig or not? Being outdoors like that.
Heck yeah. Right.
Back with more in a moment. It's Sound Advice with Brian Springberg. Again, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or 928-727-5566 if you want to text us. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Love this one. I had to search for it, though. I'm surprised it wasn't on the list of greatest hits.
Right? So many. Too many to count.
I'll Be Your Man, Black Keys. Here you go.
Yeah.
It's from the HBO show Hung. Great show. Thomas Jane is in it. Ann Hesch is the ex-wife. The late Ann Hesch. Yeah.
R.I.P.
Speak Out brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center. Also, Springberg Wealth Management by Whoop. The chair. Yeah, Springberg Wealth Management, right. Whoop. The swag. Love those guys. Are you selling that stuff, by the way?
No.
That's nice.
You got to earn it, baby.
You got to earn it. Also, by the chair, by Laughlin Ranch, by Mojave College. Also, Shooters Outpost, solar power by Esme Electric, by Doritos Place, and by Legacy Rehab and Care in Bullhead City. And don't forget to shop local, because small business is kind of a big deal. And look for a local certified financial planner like Brian Springberg, CFP.
That's right.
Is that what they say after your name? It's CFP, like Esquire? Or?
Yes, sir. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You list all your associations or...
Accreditation.
Like you see a doctor and it'll say FACP, FACS. Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. That's the breakdown of the specialties for the physicians.
I used to be in the sign business and you had to list all of them out, you know, if they wanted them that way on their little tab in a directory or whatever.
Well, of course.
It's very tedious weeding through that kind of vinyl.
They worked, they probably worked pretty hard to achieve them and probably spent some money to get to achieve them too. So.
Right.
Yeah. So interesting, the Trump administration essentially is looking to declassify or reduce the federal classification of marijuana to a lesser thing. And
as a class 3 instead of class 1, right?
But it was like you're going to even go at it again, even reduce it to something even less meaningful. And interesting that most marijuana stocks are down.
That's really, I mean, what does that mean for interstate commerce? Does that mean you can finally, you know, use a debit card at a dispensary instead of cash only?
Yeah, I don't know, but my guess is, yeah, that would be
that's what I'm told anyway.
To where, because really, as far asking for a friend,
yes,
got it. So what? But that's really what's left, right? Is that it's not? I mean, it's recreational marijuana use in many states around the country. And so to continue to kind of reduce its legal offending nature, I guess, the only real things left to, as far as a rationale to do that, would be so that it would be able to be subject to regular banking regulations and, you know, you wouldn't be, you know, so... and be more recognized as a conventional business and all of the financial things that come with it. So that's really, I guess, what the only thing I can think of why they would be working towards that. But just it is interesting that so many are just not concerned about it.
Huh.
Yeah. So other things going on in the markets of the world are that gold continues to kind of be a big question mark. Lots of differing opinions on it that many still believe that we're going to rebound again before the end of the year and see those things continue to do well. And part of the reason for that are ongoing concerns just about the U.S. dollar and the overall financial and fiscal health of our country here with our $39 trillion debt. That is continuing to, of course, increase. So whether or not that plays out, it's hard to know. It's certainly expensive compared to recent norms, but I really don't have an answer for what's going to happen. But there is an argument, regardless, to own 10, 15% of your portfolio in gold, in precious metals, just as a diversifying tool. Independent of like really what's happening in real time, just like right now, in the big scheme of things, maybe to play some defense. If you're going to go much bigger than that, now you're into speculation. Maybe you'll hit a home run. Maybe you'll strike out. And over time, as I've mentioned before on the show, gold can be a fairly difficult thing to do well with. Just because there are no dividends, there is no interest, you make it one way, you make money one way and one way only, and that's you actually sell it when it is worth more than you paid for it. And that seems like obvious, kind of a duh thing to say, but it's not, because most people don't sell it after it appreciates and end up holding it into such point. At such a point in time that they see the price go back down again over time. And that same amount of money, if it had been invested in something, may have seen some actual yields, appreciation, interest, dividends come along the way. But as far as the actual price, where we're going to end up before the end of the year, is kind of tough to say, but I'm not opposed to it right now, from a short term perspective, and just in general, just as a diversification tool. If you filed your taxes and you're happy, you're not happy, you're thinking, what else should I be doing to pay less in taxes? Always remember, now's the time to really start focusing. Should you be bumping up your 401k pre-tax contributions? Should you be making sure you're going to max out your IRA to take the full deduction? Are you looking to your business and thinking of things that you can be doing differently with your business so that you can leverage your business a little bit better for tax purposes? You know, as a certified financial planner, my expertise isn't just limited to conventional investing, right? In other words, I have a wealth of knowledge, pun intended, for tax planning, estate planning, life insurance, long-term care insurance, obviously retirement planning and investing, and also a lot of advice just in general, as somebody who not only has a bunch of clients, but personally deals with a lot of different investments with different businesses and real estate and things, one of my things that I'm always advising is clients who own a small business and are renting is trying to find a way to have business building commercial ownership. It not only builds wealth separate from your business, but obviously you're paying yourself rent. You're building equity with your own money, not somebody else's equity with your own money. There is depreciation. There is write-offs. There are so many upsides so that you've got something to contribute to your retirement income when you get to that point down the road. And that definitely can be a great, great source. And when you sell your business, you don't have to sell the real estate with it. You can, but you don't have to. And now you have an income source. You've sold the business. That new owner is going to then rent from your property. So all kinds of ways to skin it, and definitely something to pay attention to. And so as a holistic planner and trying to give people this big picture advice, these are just one example, if you're a business owner, of how we can approach it. If you're not, and you're just looking for tax help, that's been the subject, really, of today's conversation, right? About how to diversify a portfolio and maybe find some ways to do it tax efficiently. How to just invest tax efficiently if that isn't an issue, but you want to just reduce the amount of tax coming through. Paying attention to pre-tax deductions through retirement plans and 401ks and personal IRAs and tax-deferred growth. How much you make is always how much your investment yields minus fees, minus taxes. And ultimately, what it means to you personally is also going to be minus inflation. That's really what you make. And so you have to keep an eye on that. That's why sometimes too much money in ultra-conservative investments cannot serve you well, because if inflation's 3% and you're making 3%, well, at least you're breaking even. That's what's happening. Making 3% right now is breaking even with the cost of things. Making less than that, keeping it in a regular savings and not a high yield savings, at a minimum, you're losing money. If you're making 2%, you're losing money in today's environment. And if inflation continues to go up, that's only going to get worse. That's why you have to think of what is within my risk tolerance and what are the things that I can start increasing above what inflation's doing so that I can definitely get ahead in this world financially. And that's really what we talk about, right? In other words, what it's not all about money, but and money doesn't buy happiness, but it certainly means a certain quality of life in retirement, a quality of life in terms of the what kind of nursing home or long-term care facility you end up with. It takes stress off of you when you're having other things in life go sideways. And I've mentioned this on the show before, but I'd say it again, and it's such a great lesson for you, for your children, and for your grandchildren. And it's this. Money doesn't buy happiness, but it sure makes things easier when everything else or something else is going wrong in your life. Going through a divorce and broke? Worse. Have cancer? Broke? Worse. Having trouble with your business, don't have emergency funds, and broke? Worse. Fill in the blank. So I always appreciated that saying that my dad taught me, because it's been true in my life where I've definitely found myself wishing that I had, when I was a younger man and not as financially sound as I eventually became, definitely I noticed the stress of when I didn't have enough savings versus a little bit less stress when I was going through some things and did. So, hey, everybody, have a beautiful, safe weekend. If you're hanging out in Havasu, Oh my God, what an amazing weekend for our small business owners, for our tourists, for our locals to get out and make and enjoy one of the things that makes Havasu great. And I know it's a pain in the butt a little bit on the traffic, but come on. Embrace it, enjoy it, don't complain about it. It's such a wonderful thing for our community.
I think it's Harley weekend up north.
Yeah, it gets nuts.
Yeah.
It gets nuts.
Yeah.
You hear that roar going through town?
I should know that, but I've just been busy with other stuff.
I get
locally.
It. I get so, it. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time here on Sound Advice on Speak Out.
928-855-9421. That's the number to Springberg Wealth Management. Get in touch with Brian through the gatekeeper, Robin, right?
That's
Sir Robin, the gatekeeper?
Sir Robin.
Brave Sir Robin.
Brave Sir Robin. I'll call her that. A little Monty Python reference.
I do all the time.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Back with more tomorrow. Oh, by the way, 1936, Roy Orbison is born in Texas on this date. He died in 1988, though. He's only like 52 years old. Is what? Oh, yeah, we could. Of course, if I mention him to play next time, you'll say, we've already done that. 1976, the Ramones released their debut album. How about that? All right, back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot when we come back. Turns out I got a new best friend, John Kurtz. You're the man. John has a new challenge coin, and I have it right here. I'm going to take a picture and put it on Facebook so you guys can see it. It was literally just handed to me by Red Bull Ronnie, so very cool. Launch team, Shooters Outpost, grand opening March 21st, 2026. Yes, I was there, absolutely. All right, on next week's show, I just got a cancellation. It looks like Sonny's not going to be on Monday. So if you're a council candidate or candidate for mayor, possibly, or any elected office, give me a call. Or, call me at the station. Or just send me an email, send me a text, send me a Facebook instant message. Let me know you're interested in that slot on Monday morning at 11:30. We also have a recorded interview with the Arizona Food Bank Network, the representative from there. All right, that does it for me. We've got Hannity up next, preceded by Fox News.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.